Quarter residents are still uneasy after the twin bomb blast that took place on May 11th in the Turkish city of Rihaniye. The explosions, according to the government, left 50 people dead and over 100 wounded. However, local residents say the number is much higher.
This is the Turkish city of Rihaniye. As you can see behind me here, the buildings have been reduced to rubble. The Turkish government says that it's the work of Syrian intelligence. However, residents say that it's the government's fault.
There is no one patrolling our borders. Our government should not let people travel so freely. We knew there was going to be bloodshed in Rihaniye because of the situation at the border. We had been discussing it for months.
Meanwhile, there has been public backlash against the Turkish government. Several protests have been staged since the bombings. Residents have called on Turkish Prime Minister Recep Tayyip Erdogan to resign, along with Turkish Foreign Minister Ahmet Davutoğlu. They have also accused their government of working for American interests rather than Turkish ones.
Islam does not allow these actions. These actions are the actions of America. The people of Hatay are angry with the government because they left the borders open to militants. That is why they have called for their dissolution.
Meanwhile, the sheikhs of the Alawite community in Hatay held a meeting to call for peace. They warned people not to fall in the trap of sectarian strife.
Hatay is a mixed community. We have Sunni, Shia, Jewish, and Christian people living here. We have been living side by side forever.
Ahmet Davutoğlu, owner of the local Turkish newspaper Atayurt, said Israel was the real perpetrator of the crime.
Arab Baharı çerçevesinde
Israel used Al-Qaeda to set off the bombs in Rihaniye. They want to make a sectarian war so they can break up the entire region and control it.
The Turkish government has recently arrested 13 suspects in connection with the bombings, but with most of the detainees being of the Alawite descent, residents fear that the bombings will be pinned on the Alawite community. Serena Shim, Press TV, Hatay, Turkey.